What's up, real ass dudes? Make sure you grab the brand new limited edition fall 2020 Real Ass Podcast hoodies and t-shirts that will be available for just 1 week from Friday, September 25th to Friday, October 2nd. That's right. You can only get them for this 1 week, and they're going to be available at a very special discounted price. So grab them September 25th through October 2nd at podcastmerch.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, we're back. Your favorite fucking podcast is coming right into your dick holes. That's right, we've entered your penis holes. We're going up the...
Urethra. We're like that fish in the Amazon.
Yeah.
Up your pee stream, and now we got our hooks in. You can't piss us out.
Yeah, dude. We're swimming through your urethra right now. Ooh, that hurts, right? Ooh, yep. That feels weird. Guess what? We just licked your vas deferens.
Yeah, we're going up the base.
We're going up the fucking... Now I'm tickling your anus. I don't really know how the body works. But I'm assuming your vas deferens connected to your penis. Your penis connected to your...
Pee it's hole. All a mess. I got
pee
nothing.
Hole. Is pee hole a body part?
Pee yeah, hole? Your urethra yeah, is your pee hole. Yeah.
No. That is the tubing inside of your dick. I'm actually talking about the hole.
Pee hole.
It's like a fucking... That's like a very smart... sort of like fucking heady.
You're saying the difference, it's like there's a difference between your mouth and your throat.
Yeah, exactly. Is your mouth even a thing?
It's called the urinary meatus.
Oh. Yeah. The external urethra orifice is the opening of the urethra. That's nothing.
That would be my name if I was in GWAR.
Oh. urinary meatus.
Urinary meatus.
You definitely look like your name should be urinary meatus. All right, look, we have a great show planned today. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake International Superstar, Louis J. Gomez. That's not my nickname. That's Zach's nickname, but I'm stealing it. I'm now the International Superstar. I'm dressed like I'm looking for a gun, and I am. If you guys want to sell me an illegal gun, I'm in the market for a handgun. Chris from Brooklyn, I'm looking at you. Two incredible white guests, as always.
You
Chris,
do look like you're going to buy something illegal out of somebody's trunk.
Hell yeah, dude. I look like I buy fireworks. I look like I buy fucking guns, black babies, really anything. Anything on the black market.
All the most dangerous things.
They're like the Nitrous Mafia at a fish show.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know that voice, ladies and gentlemen? That's my mother. You guys didn't know. No, it's Chloe LaBranche is here.
Hi.
Chloe, you look good.
Thank you.
I like this new look. This is very professional.
Yeah, I wear a blazer because I'm 3 days sober. So
3 days sober?
Yeah, you got to wear a blazer.
Wow. Holy shit, dude. And Christian Brooklyn's here as well. High Sided Radio. Show Chris from BKLYN on Twitter, yeah. HS Radio Show on Twitter, podcast High Sided Radio. Chloe LaBranche, LeBranche on both Twitter and Instagram. No,
LA.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said LE.
You don't listen.
I don't know how.
Fucking women. Also, brand new show, News for Women, available all over the internet as well. Great show planned today, guys. I'm trying to be in a good mood. I woke up today and I got myself in a bad mood to begin with. Okay, I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. I tried to go and get a workout in. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Every morning I wake up about 5:55 a.m. My eyes just open up and I'm like, boom. Actually, I'll say this as well. I woke up an hour before that. I know I'm a real ass dude. Because my girlfriend, she lives in another state, and she came to visit me last night. And I just in the night, she was like, yeah, I'm going to drive through the night and just get there at like 4 or 5 in the morning. And then we could like hang out in the morning instead of, you know, we'd miss today hanging out.
It's so 5 a.m. You woke up, and she's back at her other boyfriend's house.
Dude, I'm telling you, no, I woke up. I didn't even realize, like just like 4:45 a.m., I hear somebody in my house. And I went to bed and didn't even think about this. I hear somebody... not in like when you're in the city, like you'll hear like a clank, 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 clank. You're like, oh, the fucking water cooler is starting up, you know, on the third floor, and I'm hearing it through the pipe somehow, or you know, oh, my neighbors are fucking fighting again, or whatever it is. When you're in the suburbs and it's your house, it's just indistinct. The door closes, poosh, the fucking you hear a stomp, thump, thump, and I'm like, this is it, dude. I woke up and I jumped up out of bed and I just headed for danger. I didn't think about it. There was no, like, what am I going to do? Like, there was, it was just, my reaction was to hands down by my sides, face out, just fucking try to smell the danger. And I went straight out, not thinking about it. And luckily, it was my girlfriend. Luckily, it was my girlfriend, because I would have just been killed. But I will say that right now, I'm very brave, and I am up for Real Ass Dude of the Week.
So did she turn around and come back?
No, she wasn't leaving. She was coming in.
Oh.
I told her to just come in.
I'm sorry.
You misunderstood. Yeah. So I told her to just come in the night. And then, but my reaction was
a little rape fantasy. It was supposed to be a rape fantasy, and you fucked it up.
No, it wasn't a rape fantasy.
She was going to come in, fuck it, tie you up, rape you.
Fuck me with the end of a pool cue.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I mean, what did you get that pinball machine for if you didn't want to get raped on it?
Are you garbage if you have a pool cue but no pool table? Because I do want a pool cue.
No.
Does it unscrew and collapse like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
Do you have chalk?
Kind of cool then.
Yeah. I know. I don't have chalk. I don't even know.
Are you good at pool at all?
I don't even know if I have this pool cue anymore. I got to be honest with you. This is all made up. Guys, there's no pool cue.
It's just the bottom part.
It's just there's a pool cue bag somewhere in my house. I'll tell you this much.
I keep my pogs in it. It's the same shape.
Chris from Brooklyn, how are you, my friend?
I'm good.
How long have you been sober for?
A couple hours.
Yeah. Was the last alcoholic or drug that you consumed?
I mean, I guess I had a drink at like 3 in the morning.
Say? Yeah. I was drinking martinis last night on my stream. Why are you sober, Chloe?
It's, not that good.
She got the blazer, she figured she had to.
I just got too good at drinking, and I don't know, I had a rough night the other night.
That's really what it is. You know, usually when a woman says, I'm now sober, I'm like, she was definitely sexually assaulted.
No, nobody ever does that to me.
Really?
I get too drunk. They're like, ugh.
You still remember. It happens, but I almost feel like, and this is going to sound harsh, like if you're just passed out at a party and some guy diddles you, he doesn't penetrate you. He just, like, you know, rubs your clit a little.
Over the pants?
Under the pants. But he has clean hands. He washes his hands and he uses hand sanitizer because everyone's carrying it these days.
I think once you're under the pants, it's
I'm just saying, as a woman, if I were one, from the woman's perspective, can I just try to? Why can't we ever think as women for once, Chris? Why do you got to be a pig? Chloe, I'm trying to think as a woman for here.
Yeah.
Hold on, me first.
As a woman,
that is offensive.
No, as a woman, how, you know, you don't remember it. I'm going to be a woman.
What, you think women are like goldfish? Like, we just don't remember. It's like a 3-second
after I'm done with
women.
Them, I flush them down the toilet. Yeah. No, what I'm saying is that if they're passed out at a party and they don't remember it, it's almost like it didn't happen.
That's why it's important to drink alone.
Really? Okay. What was the incident the
That's
other night,
That's my
Chloe?
Coffee. You're right.
Whoops, sorry.
It wasn't really that big of an incident, but, you know you got a problem when your coke dealer is not interested.
Oh, really? Your coke dealer was like, you know what?
Basically, she just said Puerto Ricans are sex predators.
No, I mean, no, not sexually. I mean, in selling, I'm the customer, and I was wrong. And
what did you do wrong?
I called him 15 times in the span of 8 minutes.
Because you wanted more coke or you wanted coke?
I didn't have any.
Hold on, wait a second.
That's crazy.
He's a coke dealer. That's part of the job.
I was like, do your job, man. And he's like, I said 20 minutes. I'm like, I got 5 before I'm sleeping.
Yo, it's almost like you got one job, coke dealer. You answer your phone.
Yeah.
Yo, one job. And or
if you're not going to, don't get mad that I've called you 20 times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like 20 minutes. I'm like, now. He's like, this bitch is annoying.
But you didn't have coke yet, which is sort of crazy.
Yeah, I was just, you know, in a bit of a rush.
Were you about to black out and you knew you needed?
Honestly, yeah, I guess so. I left my apartment unlocked, apparently.
Did you promise coke to somebody else and you were like, I got it?
No, because
you were alone?
Well, yeah, because I was going to meet up with people.
Chloe left breadcrumbs to her fucking bed for the coke dealer to come.
I just left like $1 bills.
So, all right, sorry, continue.
Really, that's it. But it's happened before where he's just like not interested, you know. And I'm just like another man who doesn't answer my calls.
If your coke dealer is like he doesn't want you as a customer, you're a bad customer.
What day of the week was it?
And he sounds like a good guy. His name is Bobby.
Maybe not give out his name.
Oh,
it's just Bobby.
It's just Bobby.
Yeah, what's his phone number?
347.
It's definitely the beginning. Coke dealers all start with 347.
Oh, yeah.
Every coke dealer, their number starts with 347, unquestionably.
But, yeah. I mean, I've been buying coke from him since I was 15.
Oh, so you've known him a long time. He's almost a friend.
Yeah, that's why he was worried.
Oh, so he's a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
Sweetheart Bobby.
Bobby's a good guy.
Yeah, no, but I've been trying to be sober for a long time.
Yeah. You get crazy?
I'm just so annoying when I drink.
You're annoying when you don't drink.
Yeah, that's true.
How's Bobby shit?
Zach, no. You're going to die.
Mm-hmm. I actually got some. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, do you really, though?
Yeah, yeah. I'll do a line. I'd be sleeping normally if Lewis didn't.
We don't do lines. We do gator tails. No, I'm kidding.
No coke on the show. That's a
no coke on the show.
You guys can do coke. Fine.
I don't want coke
for me on the show.
All right.
But if you guys, we'll be right
Ralph
back.
Ralph is the cooler boss.
We're going to take just a quick 5-minute break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
And what are the rest of
Well, good for you, Chloe. I'm glad that you're sober.
Thank
now,
you.
How long do you think it's going to last?
You know, give it until lunch. No, I'm kidding. I'm hopefully forever.
Good for you.
Until Bobby answers? I don't know.
Bobby doesn't answer.
Well, when you say you're sober, you just mean from booze mostly. No,
I try to be sober from everything. It's slippery slope.
Weed too.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Take some weed right now.
Uh-uh.
Come on, Chloe.
Uh-uh.
Chloe.
Always talk,
if,
Chloe.
If I smoke that weed, I'll be doing meth in an hour.
Hey, Shannon, can you tell Dylan to get me the White Claw that's in the fridge?
It's fucking lame, dude.
Also, you know what?
Not mine.
Where is Dylan, actually? Why is Dylan just not in the studio?
He's so bad at his job.
He's dicking around.
He's meeting Bobby outside.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever. Look, my morning ended up. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you. My morning. Open? Who, did you open this?
Yeah, I opened it. Yeah.
What a weirdo.
If you love the show, take a moment right now and go subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. 23 of the best podcasts in the world, all uncensored, all ad-free, all available at your fingertips in one place. If you guys want to get access to everything, including the Racist Live Chat and thousands of hours of content, use the promo code RAP at GasDigitalNetwork.com. It'll get you a 14-day free trial, plus it saves you $1.50 a month. That's only $8 a month. It's a fraction of the price of many of the other streaming services that you're probably already subscribe to. So once again, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Save a little bit of money. Get a free trial. See if you love it. All right. Where were we? My morning ended up sucking even more.
So you had no power.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend didn't rape you at a pool cue.
So here's what happened. All right. So yeah, that happens. I get scared, right? So then I get up at like 6:30 in the morning to go work out. And it's cold as fuck in my garage. It's now turned into fall. So I was like, fuck. So I turn my space heater on. I was like, I'll go play video games for an hour, let it heat up. I was like, I don't need to work out at the crack of dawn. Come back, still kind of cold. I was like, you know what? Get another space heater. Let's get a couple space heaters going. Why not, right?
Mm.
Nothing can go wrong when you put two space heaters on fucking one power outlet in a garage, right?
I don't want to look at the space heater, so I put a bunch of newspapers on top.
then I saw,
I put James in there sleeping to watch, keep an eye on them.
So I start my workout, and within 30 seconds, every light and everything that requires electricity in my garage goes out. And then I'm freaking out because, you know, I'm not, like, once again, this is not like, you know, you call a super if you're in an apartment building, but I'm my own super.
Wow. Was it just a circuit breaker?
Right?
Do you ever think maybe your girlfriend's bad luck?
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. She walked in and she ruined it all.
She's half bad luck, technically.
So then, yeah, I went and I found the circuit breaker. And it's some old-timey shit. I don't even know what this is, Shannon. Can you try to find out what this is? Like,
oh, with the bulbs?
Bulbs.
I used to have that in my old place in Bensonhurst.
Okay, so the house has a regular
circuit breaker. I would cry. If I looked at a circuit breaker and it wasn't the kind of that I knew,
where you just go click
yeah,
that shit.
If it wasn't that, I think I would just sit on the floor and cry.
I didn't even know this much. I didn't even know how to, like, usually what I would do is when because I've had a
finding those fucking things is a pain in the ass.
When I had that go out and when I've had my power go out and, like, you know, I blow a fuse before, and it's happened a couple times. I didn't even know that it goes to the middle. This is what a fucking dummy I am. I'm like, oh, and I just go click, 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 and everything. And I shut all my power off on everything and turn it back on. And today, because I was live streaming me trying to figure this out, they're like, yeah, dude, just go and find the fuse box if it's in the middle. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So I need to find these bulbs now for to power my garage.
Yep.
But I need my garage to be heated as well. So I need to insulate my garage somehow. Or power my garage with some other source. This problem is psychotic to me.
Wow. You could just get insulation.
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 So you don't even know. You need to start doing drugs again.
You could just wear a sweatshirt while you work out.
No, I'm not. It's going to be freezing. In another month, it's going to be crazy.
I mean, you'll be fine.
No, I got to figure it out. So here's the thing, okay? I need a fan that's good at a couple things, okay? I need a fan that's probably good at insulation. It's a new contest. It's a new contest to insulate and fix.
You could probably get asbestos pretty cheap.
Fix the wiring in my garage and set up my my sauna. My sauna unit came. Wow. Check this shit out.
You're going to put the sauna in the garage with the bulb?
You have a sauna?
Yeah.
Wow.
A great cold sauna.
Check this shit out. It's an electric sauna, too. I haven't even fucking put the sauna in yet. So you can only imagine what's going to happen. They couldn't handle two space heaters.
You think a sauna is more powerful than two space heaters?
I have no idea. I might put the space heater in the sauna, though. That wouldn't even be a terrible idea right now, because the space heater is just a big metal unit. And then I opened it up. I was like, where's the fucking plug? There's a plug in my sauna in the thing. And it's like, oh, no, you need to connect copper wiring and wire it into the wall. I bought like what a person who installs saunas buy.
You're going to die.
I have no idea. So here's what I need.
It's got one of those big plugs. You got to like switch out.
No, it's not even a big plug. Doggy, there is no plug. You have to open this shit up.
Oh, really?
Build your own plug, apparently. I have no idea. Fuck you, Shannon. That's what you got to do. All right. It's fucking build your own plug day on the Realist Podcast. So what I need somebody, they need to be good at two things.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you need to be a chick so bad. If this happened to Shannon, some fucking union guy with dirty fingernails would be at her house in 8 seconds.
This is what I need. This will be, you will get this.
Come to Shannon's new house in New Jersey and install.
A real ass podcast merch package. The winner of this contest, okay? What you have to do is you have to come and do all of the labor for free. I'll buy the parts, maybe. If you have the parts, you're going to definitely be in the lead for this contest.
If you have the parts, you will get an Italian sandwich.
For sure, you get an Italian sandwich. But you have to be good at electricity. And you have to, yes, electricity, and you have to be good at insulation. Installing insulation and electricity. And if you can do both of those things, then this is
wow, this is a crazy contest. Yeah.
This is a crazy contest. Now, there's another side to this. Mm-hmm. We have to blindfold you while we bring you. I'm not giving you my address. I'm not giving my address out to these savage fans. So we have to meet a town over. We have to blindfold you.
Like a dominatrix.
I love the idea of the only brown dude in this town blindfolding a guy in a parking lot.
Yes, dude. I am dead.
And then getting into his van with all the equipment to drive back.
I'm dead ass. I don't have a license yet. He's got to use his van. I have a permit, though. So if he can drive his van.
If you can drive blindfolded.
No, I can drive his van as long as he's licensed. And I don't know the laws in New Jersey, but I think because I have a permit, even if he's blindfolded, I'm still allowed to drive. Maybe not. That's probably not true. You probably can't have the person that's licensed be blindfolded while you're driving.
Something tells me they didn't think that far ahead.
They really didn't. I bet you there's no law on the books in Jersey about driving with a blindfolded person while you have a permit.
Mr. Gomez, this permit says you need another person. I think you may want to check the trunk.
This is a good contest. This is a good fucking contest, right? So you get the merch package. You get to be...
How many weeks of Lewis Needs a Real Man do we need to make into a contest?
Doggy, this would be a web series of me fucking just finding the perfect manly man to be around the house. I'll give you free rent. If you're a manly man and you can move in and help me, this might make sense. Can you get rid of crickets?
I don't know how to get rid of crickets.
Me and Shannon have parallel lives.
I did the wiring for my kitchen back in the day. Wow. Probably not that hard.
So what would you do? Would you change it from these weird bulbs to the new clicky things?
I never did that shit. I don't know how to do that shit. I feel like you could just take that shit out of the wall and put the new one
in. The new clicky things. I feel like that. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
How much is a clicky thing, Shannon? I bet I can do this.
I think those boxes are pretty cheap at Lowe's.
I guarantee it's fucking cheap as shit, dude. Are there people? Pull up the racist live chat, Shannon. Also, Dylan, by next time, I want to be able to slide to the left and just have the racist live chat there. Yeah, it's not that hard. You go to the fucking internet, make it a browser, make it a fucking thing. Boom. Done. Yeah. By Wednesday.
Dylan, learn programming by Wednesday. Shannon, look up the clicky things for my thing.
I rule.
Clicky things. Those are called Africans, by the way.
I'm trying to find an African to help me build out my garage. Shannon, what is the race live chat saying?
One white guy said, you can get evicted for installing anything in a rented house. Call your landlord.
Wow. No, that's not a problem. My landlord doesn't give a fuck if I install insulation in my garage. Trust me. My landlord's cool as fuck. And I'll tell him who will. And here's what I don't want people to do. This is what people are going to do. They're going to be like, dude, you rent the fucking house. Why are you going to do any wiring? Why are you going to... Because I'm going to tell you what my landlord's going to say, you dumb fucking jerk-off assholes.
That's okay? What he's going to say, exactly. I'm not putting
I signed
in
a lease.
Jerk-off.
He didn't say, oh, you're turning the garage into a gym. I'm going to pay for insulation and a new electrical system. He rented me a fucking light bulb in the garage to click so I could park my fucking car in there. Mm-hmm. That's what he rented me. So there's no way he's going to put the money into the fucking project. So that's not the fucking suggestion that I want, which is call the landlord. Anybody who says call the landlord, Shannon, block them from the fucking racist live chat. Yeah. Right away. Yeah. Dead ass this time.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I can tell the difference between the two. Is this a clicky thing?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. This one, yeah.
So this one's only
Yeah, they don't sell those other things.
That's
anymore.
Refurbished. That's not even a new one.
The other one, this one is $3,300.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but that has like 80 switches. It's just for your garage.
I need two switches.
You can just get a couple.
Right
of
side of the garage, look, left side of the garage. Bulbs, that's though. What I need.
There you go.
That's what I need. All right, I'm going to just buy 1,000 of these instead.
But you know, you can't plug a sauna in with these things. It's going to go right out.
Fuck my fucking dick.
Why did you buy a commercial sauna for a residential house?
I don't know. Let me ask Shannon, is there a sauna unit where you can just plug it in like that?
Let's see.
And without having to do copper wiring and all this other shit? Because I'll buy that one. I'll return this bitch in a heartbeat.
I mean, I'm sure they sell a cheap one at like Sharper Image.
No, I'm not buying
Sky
a
Mall.
One.
You can just get something from Sky Mall.
I'm buying a cheap one.
Who cares, Lewis?
My sauna rules.
It's just got to be hot.
You just got to be hot. I got to be honest with you. The space heater would work fine.
In the sauna.
100%. The space heater would burn up that sauna.
The idea of you spending...
Why am I not
I'm
using
assuming,
a space heater
I'm assuming
in the sauna.
A couple of thousand dollars.
Lewis is going to die in a fire.
Definitely.
There is no way around. Lewis is going to burn to death in his garage while a pristine house is 8 steps away with his loving son in it.
He's going to be like, I'll just run my car in here.
Dougie, why can't I use my space heater in the sauna? I have 2 space heaters, perfectly good working space heaters. I know if I keep one of them plugged in, it won't shut down the garage because I had that one plugged in for a full day.
Mm-hmm. How big is your sauna?
Fits 2 people nicely.
Or one in a space heater?
No, space heater will be fine, dude. Yeah. Shannon, look up space heater and sauna and see what the negative side of this is because I can't think of any.
Would you even need a sauna? Can't you just put a space heater and sit in a closet?
Yeah. People
do that, Chloe. Drunk, poor people do that.
Guess what? Out that hangover, baby.
Drunk fucking savages do that all the time. They line up with garbage bags. They're like, "Why? Who needs a home sauna?" You're like, dude, you have an alcohol problem.
Have you ever seen in San Francisco, I saw like people on the street sitting and they wear like these sauna bags. Mm. They're like in their head sticking out.
No, that was a Missy Elliott video.
Okay.
You're thinking of that one song. It's a good song.
what?
Yeah, you know the video I'm talking about, right? She's wearing the fucking sauna bag. She's like, blah, 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 blah. Let me see. What does it say?
Which one of these did you buy?
Hold on, ready? So if you put a portable stove burners or space heaters in your sauna, just make sure you hang out about a foot or more away from them, which is easy enough to... What?
You just hang out a foot away.
Can I put a space heater in my bathroom? No, I don't want that.
Shannon, now please Google, can you make s'mores in your sauna?
If I've been trying to fucking find a sauna heater and spending hundreds of dollars on one, I spent $400 on this fucking sauna heater, okay? And I could just put a space heater in there and there's no problem with it.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Well, you could just install like a steam shower, like in your regular shower.
I know.
So that could be a different one.
I thought you were more into a steam anyway.
I'm way more into a steam, but I have a sauna.
Yeah, but return the sauna.
There's no returning it. It's built out into my garage.
Oh.
I'd have to chop off my garage.
I don't know what to tell you.
Ship it away to somebody. There's nobody to return it to.
Step one, call Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby's my boy.
Can Bobby bring some blow and do some electrical work?
I rescind all that. I've never done cocaine.
Look, me, you, and Zach could definitely get this done if Bobby rolls through and hooks up an 8-ball or two.
I'm telling you right now, we are going here after this to go sit in my sauna with the space heater in it. I don't know why I've been not thinking about this. The space heater gets hot as fuck, dude. I put the space heater in my bedroom and it was boiling. You can only imagine how hot the sauna will get. What?
It's just so
you gotta get some
stupid
eucalyptus. You know how you spray it in the sauna?
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. You built a sauna in your garage that you rent.
I didn't build it.
I thought you said it was built into your garage.
It was already built. This was the magical sauna gods that had me find this place. Okay. And it wasn't even advertised. The landlord didn't even know. I'm assuming some other schmuck built it without telling the landlord.
Some other retard.
Yeah.
Who was previously renting your apartment, who's probably in jail for selling cocaine out of the house. Just built a sauna with no way to plug it in a fucking garage that still has the old fuse bulbs.
That is true.
Yes. Moved in there and were like, this is a great idea.
Here's the things that you learn, though, because I would have never... Now, when I go to buy a house, because people are like, why didn't you buy? And I'm like, I'm glad I didn't buy, because it's things like this. Not only did I not have, like, furniture and I've never lived in a house before, but it's little things like, if I would have bought a house, I would have never checked if they had the little bulb things or the fucking clicky things. Mm. That's just something that I would have never known. Now I know. All right, bulbs or clickies?
Smart.
Today on Property Brothers, Lewis's list includes clickies.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, you learn a little bit of something every day.
Why'd you get a sauna instead of steam?
It was already there.
It was there.
Oh, it was already in the garage.
It was already in the garage, yeah. And I rented out the house saying I wanted to have a gym in the garage. So I was like, that's cool. And then there was a back room, and I was like, that'd be cool. If I owned this place, I would build a sauna there. And then I opened up the fucking door, and sure enough, there was a goddamn sauna already built in there. It was incredible. It was like,
wow. God is on your side.
God was on my side. Oh, also, I'll say, hold on. We'll move on in a minute. Hold on. Let me just, because my sister's a retard, and I know she listens to this show, and I got to talk about this. I got to get opinions here.
So she's a typical fan. You know what
you're saying? Don't disrespect the fans, Zach.
Does she know how to insulate a garage?
Definitely not. Really quick, we must tell you guys about Cushy Dreams. I love Cushy Dreams. Incredible, incredible, high quality.
I smoke it every day.
CBD bud. Me too. I smoke it in the morning, dude. Instead of getting super stoned in the morning, what I do is I smoke some Cushy Dreams. It looks and smells and tastes like the best weed you'll ever have in your life. Put it in a bong. I tricked my sister and I smoked it with her. I told her it was weed. She had no idea.
I told Zach this. I gave some to one of my friends who's the biggest pothead I know.
Yeah.
And she now is like, when you order some, get extra for me.
Of course.
Like,
because the thing is, it does immediately lift the anxiety. I think a lot of times when people are potheads the way that I am, mm-hmm. I smoke weed, it gets rid of my anxiety immediately. If I smoke mm-hmm. a little bit of weed, you know, whatever that anxious feeling that I have, I just feel it lift away immediately. And I think with CBD, a lot of times when I take gummies or other sorts of CBD, I don't feel the effects as apparently. This is a lot different. If I take a bong hit of Cushy Dreams or if I smoke a joint of Cushy Dreams, mm-hmm. as soon as I take a hit, immediately I feel better. I'm in better spirits. It doesn't put me to sleep halfway through the day, which is a major problem with smoking weed when you first wake up. Has a lot of many amazing medical...
The thing about CBD in general, and what a lot of people don't realize is, one of the few things that it's absolutely proven to do is it negates the negative effects of THC. So let's say you are a pothead, but you occasionally get crippling anxiety from smoking weed, like I'm sure most potheads do. Yeah. If you keep some of the CBD weed in the house, well, a lot of people put that, and it'll calm you right down.
A lot of people mix it for that reason too. So people will take the cushy dreams and then they mix it with regular weed, and it counteracts. So people that get, if you get paranoid or you get anxiety when you smoke weed, that's a great way to do it. In fact, one of the guys who runs Cushy Dreams, that's how they smoke it and why they started using it. I was hanging out with them. We were out in Arizona, and he was like, dude, this is what I do, because when I smoke weed, I get anxiety, so I mix it with Cushy Dreams.
I throw a little hash in it every once in a while, and it's great. Yeah, it's a great high.
It's fucking great, dude. It really is. And I'll tell you right now, it's grown in the U.S. It's hand-trimmed. It's never machine-trimmed, and they really do take an artisan approach. They have third-party testing for purity. It's a great product. What you got to do right now is, if you want to check out what they have, we give you a pretty incredible discount. Use the promo code RAP. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. Go to cushydreams.com, K-U-S-H-Y-D-R-E-A-M-S, cushydreams.com. Use that promo code RAP, save 20% off, and see if Cushy Dreams is right for you. Okay, let's get back into it. So, all right, fine. I will switch gears. Fine. Cool. I watched A Little Shop of Horrors with my son.
I saw that. I was happy for him. Do you like it?
That's about the right age to watch that movie.
He loved it. He loved it. And my sister had already watched it with my niece. She's a little bit younger. She's 5. So I think it's a little harsh for a 5-year-old. It's even a little harsh for a 7-year-old if you really consider today's content. They don't show murder or abuse or fucking, you know, drug addicts in the street and people on Skid Row. Like, the whole opening number is about people on drugs on Skid Row, you know?
Bobby.
But it was a really good movie. And I watched it with my mom as a kid. So, you know, same thing. Same feelies when I watched fucking Milo and Otis. Like, I got a little emotional during the opening number, just because I just remember being a kid watching it with my mom, you know? And my son loved it, really, really loved it. And my sister had already watched this with my niece, and I was going to put it on again for them. And my sister, she goes, if you put it on for them, just make sure you fast forward to the part where the dentist character, Steve Martin, is being abusive to the chick. Like, it goes to like a silhouette where he like smacks her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sure. I was like, I'll do that. I was like, but you don't mind all the murder? All the what about when he chops up the guy with the axe and they show the blood splatter? I was like, you don't mind that. The smack to the girl, that's too far. And it became this big argument with her. She was like, she's like, I don't want to have to explain to my daughter that that's not how you react to a man being abusive to you. And I was like, It's all fantasy and crazy. It's not like, I was like, I don't think that she's being exposed to women acting that way and reacting that way.
Is it the classic, the hysterical woman gets slapped and then calms down?
Oh, no, you're straight up abusive.
Yeah, I don't remember the movie. Okay, I haven't seen
pull up some of the scenes age. Where he, like, her whole thing is like,
she, in the play, she has a black eye and a sling.
The first scene she has a black eye. She comes in and she's got a black eye. Okay. And she's like, oh, he just gets mad. I do understand the sentiment. I do completely understand the sentiment that you don't want to teach your daughter that that's the way a man reacts. My point is, then don't let her watch the movie in general. There's so many other things that are wrong with a little kid watching that movie that if you're worried about that it's whatever. Shannon, you could play that.
Well, even Seymour in the
Is she texting
ahead.
You, my sister? Yeah.
In this part.
Put her on the phone. You tell her to call in.
Okay. I'll tell her in a second.
But even the plant and Seymour have like a weird fucking codependent relationship. You know what I mean? That's an abusive.
Yeah, I mean, he's killing people and feeding it to the plant. The plant eats somebody alive in front of her.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a weird question? Do you think James would be able to handle the movie if it had the original ending? Where it kills Seymour and takes over the world? Or is that too much?
I think it would have been fine. James gets it. It's like fantasy. He's like, he's not. We watched like a countdown the other day of like the top 10, you know, movies you could show like a kid to like introduce him to real horror movies. And some of the scenes were pretty fucking.
Wow.
Dude, do you guys remember the end of Dinosaurs? The cartoon, the puppet show?
Yeah, the comic. I kind of remember.
They all die.
Yeah.
They all die at the end. That was
it. Oh, yeah. It's the meteor hits.
Yeah. They all die.
Yeah.
Like the baby dies.
Yeah.
It was like, fine.
Good, though. We all hated that fucking baby.
Yeah, it's fucking
annoying.
I don't
know any of these movies.
You look like the baby, Chloe. Pull up the baby from Dinosaurs.
It looks like me. Do not do that to Chloe. It looks 100% like me. Do not do that to poor Chloe.
It looks a little bit like Chloe. If you pull up the baby from Dinosaurs. Oh, I'm sorry, no. Chloe.
You're going to say it looks more like Chloe than Zach.
Dude.
Oh, it does kind of look like Zach.
It looks so much like me.
Yeah. I just realized it looked like... It looks like Zach and Chloe's baby.
Like, it looks like, you know, like, I've never seen Zach without his glasses, but it's like you just go, oh, fuck, you look weird without your glasses.
It does kind of look like Chloe.
That's you guys' baby.
Yeah.
That's a baby sitting alone in a high chair while we're on the phone with Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby.
So pull up the scene.
So my eyes
from
look
Little
like
Shop.
After I see Bobby.
Let's see. Pull up the scene from Little Shop, Shannon.
Okay, so this part is it's just like the main introduction to the character, and he does punch a nurse.
Hell yeah.
Puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies when I was done. I'd find a pussycat, bash its head. That's when my mama said.
What did she say?
What did she say?
She said, my boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make it natural.
Young Tisha Campbell from Martin. You'll be a dentist.
You have a talent for causing things.
Hell yeah. All right, you got it. So, but the opening scene with Audrey, she's got a black eye. And I think my sister, her point is my sister on?
She's on.
All right, put her through.
Hold on. Okay, she should be here.
Go ahead, Janice.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, faggot?
How far did you get into the actual story?
No, I got into the story, so...
We started saying it, and then we just started punching Chloe in the face, and yeah. We got sidetracked.
I told your perspective, which is, you know, that you started getting angry at me, and I started being like, you're retarded. So explain your perspective here, why it's okay for your daughter to watch somebody be chopped up with an axe, Steve Martin's character hyperventilates and dies. He suffocates on, like, you literally watch the last breath and his eyes open you know, that, and he falls against the wall and dies. You watch a grown man die pretty graphically. That's okay for your 5-year-old daughter.
My point was, I wasn't even angry about the violence. I wasn't even angry about Steve Martin hitting her. It was her submissive nature to it. Her, you know, I mean, Zach, you probably remember the movie pretty well. When she's at the door and she's got the key and he's like beating the shit out of her and she's going, I'm sorry. And he's like, sorry, what? Doctor, and he smacks her in the face.
Oh, so yeah. Hot.
I want to have to explain to a 5-year-old, you need to punch that motherfucker in his mouth. You don't let a man hit you. You don't let a man put his hands on you.
But what if he's a doctor?
She knows. What happened?
If your daughter, if she marries a dentist, she should be so lucky.
He can do whatever he wants.
She just punches TSA in the face.
That is the submissiveness to it that I didn't want her seeing. I didn't want her seeing like this woman being just rolled over by this.
And I do
guy.
Understand
she
that, but do you get, do you understand my point where I'm like, well, if that is sort of the line you're drawing, I feel like.
Because she knows murder's wrong. She knows, you know.
She doesn't know that a man hitting a woman is wrong, and to react and reacting that way is wrong.
She doesn't know, as a female, as a 5-year-old little girl, she doesn't know when a guy's upset with you, you shouldn't be apologizing to him. You should be like, "Fuck you, bro. Back the fuck up." Like, she doesn't know.
Well, if you do that, you're going to get punched. So.
Well, punch me, motherfucker. Please punch me.
First of all, my sister talks a big talk.
Sister sounds like she's constantly about to start a fight at McDonald's.
My sister talks a big big game. I box with my sister. I've been trying to train her a little bit recently to get her in shape. My sister, if anybody wants to beat my sister up...
He hangs her from a hook in the garage and punches her.
Dude, anybody can beat up my sister. I've never met somebody who punches slower in my life. Literally, anyone can beat you up. So what are you even talking about? You should be fucking...
Training.
You should be training. Exactly. Thank you, Chloe.
There's going to be lots of hair pulling and eye scratching.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, look, I do understand your point. I just feel like you have
my perspective.
You have crazy standards as to what you're worried about while watching that movie.
I'd like to ask the females in the room, was it that crazy?
Because no.
He was making, you're a dumb fucking woman. You don't know shit. And I'm like, dude, I just don't want my little 5-year-old. Yeah, she could watch some dude feed a guy to a plant. Fine. Feed him to Audrey, too. I don't want you to apologize to a man who's putting his hands on you.
You're right. I think you sound like a dippy, crazy broad. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's some crazy woman shit where I'm like, your priorities are way out of whack. Chloe, give me something here. Chloe, you're dressed like you're going to a Christmas party at an office. why does your blazer also have snowflakes on it?
Those are... Yeah, I don't really know what's going on here.
That's your Coke jacket.
This is my Coke jacket. I agree with your sister.
Go fuck yourself. God damn it.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong sound effect, but I
have five brothers, so I used to They used to beat me up when I was little.
Yeah.
And it was not that fun.
You were the youngest one?
No. I'm like third oldest.
I don't see how that's relevant to the situation. What is it?
My sister used to fuck me up when I was a kid.
I was going
to
say, I beat the shit out of this
kid. Yeah, she, and I would always hold back. And she told me recently that I punched her in the face once. And I was like, I don't remember this at all. I must have like blocked that out of my memory. But then I thought about it. I was like, fucking good. I'm glad I punched you in the face because you were so violent and fucking crazy. She would take her nails and scratch into my face. They would call. They would call my mother.
You got to get Vaseline, you know, Puerto Rican war paint.
They thought my mother was abusing me, but my sister was actually abusing me. Now, my mother was abusing me, but my mother wasn't leaving marks. So my mother would get mad at my sister for actually leaving marks. So real. Jenny, am I wrong about this or was this a real conversation?
No, she used to beat the shit out of me for leaving marks on him.
Wow.
She used to beat her for leaving marks on me. That is fucking wild. Wild.
she showed her how to do the soap in a sock thing.
It's fucking crazy. The crazy. So the abuse, the people are like, oh, Lewis hates women. I'm like, no, no, no. The abuse that I dealt with as a child growing up with women in my house, nonstop physical, verbal, psychological abuse.
I'm right there with you, brother.
Abusive as you can be to your little baby brother. I mean, who here hasn't beaten the shit out of a little
She made
baby
me
brother?
Eat grass.
What's your take on spanking kids?
Mine?
Yeah.
All right, thank
or
you,
your
Jenny.
Sister.
Goodbye, Jenny.
Okay.
Goodbye, Jenny.
Okay.
I'm very anti-spanking.
It's kind of creepy that the parents pull down the pants and spank the kids.
Well, that's hot. I have no problem with that.
Is that a thing anymore?
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this a lot. I'm very pro peaceful parenting. My son's never been spanked. My son's never been yelled at by me. Maybe by his mom. I don't know.
And now he's going to dental school to learn how to punch bitches in the face. So,
yeah. But yeah, I don't believe in hitting kids. I think it's psychotic. I think anybody who argues to hit children is coming at it from a very fucked up place, and they're coming at it from a place where they're defending the fucked up behavior of their parents.
By the way, chick from Little Shop of Horrors really held up.
Oh, she looks good now?
Really held up.
She wasn't hot then. She was kind of like
because she got toughened up from all the smacks in the face.
They did like a newer version with Jake Gyllenhaal and her. Like they did a benefit or whatever.
Oh, wow.
She really held up.
Oh, wait. She's still playing the same part and everything? Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was like the biggest fucking thing. She was on the off-Broadway show, right? And she was so good. They cast her as Audrey in the movie, whereas they had fucking movie stars all throughout that movie except for her. Maybe I'm crazy. Shannon, do you understand what I'm saying at the very least? I understand my sister's not wrong with the sentiment. My problem is there's this X factor of my sister being a stupid fucking phony that I just want to go like, all right, fine, Jenny, but there's so many other fucking problems.
Well, give me another example.
The way she spoils her daughter. Anyway, don't even get me going.
I don't think that your sister is a phony. That's not what my response is coming from. But my niece, like my sister loves this movie. She loves musicals. So my nieces, her daughters, have seen this movie a million times.
Yeah.
And I guess I just never thought of it in that way. In my mind, it's obvious who the villain is.
Because you're into that.
Yeah.
I'm into people getting eaten by plants really hot.
Okay, I don't have a kid, so I don't know if I can have an opinion on this, but can't you just talk to her about it and be like, you know, that's not the way.
Yeah, of course. Well, she's like, I don't want to have to have the conversation with my. It's like, I don't think.
I think it's more important.
I think
to
it's
have
very much implied that, you know, she's a.
He's a villain.
Yeah, he's a villain. I remember when he was being murdered, my son weirdly started cheering for him to get killed.
That's not weird.
Because, you know, Rick Moranis, when he pulls out the gun, you know, and he's like, he's laughing, got the laughing gas on. And my son, it was so bizarre. My son's like, yeah, kill him. Kill him. And I'm like, James, what are you. It was just a bizarre, weird thing that he was like rooting for this guy to get killed only for smacking a chick around. I mean, I got to be honest with you. What a good kid my son is. Very feminist, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. He's the villain in the movie, but all he really did was
he
smack a chick around.
He just smacked the chick. The you know,
they're murdering
opposite reactions here. You know, eye for an eye. I think maybe you smack him around, maybe beat him up a little bit, maybe call the cops on him.
Mm-hmm.
But did the girl do anything? Or he just punches her out of
Audrey's
nowhere.
Got the most annoying voice in the world. Every time Rebecca Trent laughs, I want to punch her in the stomach. So could you imagine having to hang out with Audrey all day long?
Yeah.
Jesus.
She essentially has like the Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it's a terrible, like high-pitched voice.
Huh. I found a new picture or a recent picture of her.
Oh, God.
No, that's not, dude.
It's not bad. I'd still smash.
Big tits. Big, full naturals. Listen, I likes what I likes.
Really quick, gotta thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Love Yo Kratom. They are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest, which is happening March 27th through 29th this year. I'm sorry, next year, 2021. Also sponsoring so many different projects here, podcasts on the network, sponsors for my brand new web series, Fight Journal, available on my YouTube channel as well. So we really do love Yo Kratom. They support the show in so many different ways. But if you guys want to support Yo Kratom, if you're over the age of 21 and you guys are in the market for Kratom, go to YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo, which is really a great price for Kratom if you guys are used to buying Kratom.
It's so cheap. You use it as punch pads when you're training for a fight or something.
It's very true. Yeah. You can do that. That's what I just wear my Kratom. I wear it as apparel. So I just dip my body in it like a powder that goes over my whole body. But it really, really is great, guys. Don't go to the gas station. Stop going to smoke shops to buy your Kratom. Order it online like adults do. And you can guys can grab the $60 kilo at YoKratom, YoKratom.com. Okay. Where were we? I did something very cute yesterday.
What?
Very cute. What?
No, it's just a weird way to start a sentence.
I did something very cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What'd you do?
Well, I was talking to my son about how I've essentially worked every day of my life. And I started off very young, like his age, doing like iced tea stands, lemonade stands, knocking door to door, shoveling people's driveways.
Oh yeah, definitely breaking people's that leaves. Age.
Yeah, it was just I had to make money, you know. Fucking and so he sort of got motivated. He was like, "Oh, I want to do that. I want to do a nice tea stand." And I was like, "Well, it's the changing of the seasons." I was like, "You want to do a stand?" I was like, "Why don't we do a hot apple cider stand?" Do some apple cider donuts. Every time you go to a fucking pumpkin farm, they sell hot apple cider, some hot donuts. You're like, it's great. Every time I walk out, I'm like, I love it. Every single time.
You're like, I want to be a grandma.
Look at these fucking kids.
Is that your son?
Yeah, that's my son and my niece.
That's so cute.
Very cute. Yeah, yeah. So they made a hot apple cider stand yesterday in the neighborhood. And
you are so dedicated to raising this kid white. God bless you.
Fucking, it was,
yeah, when's the first time you had hot cider?
30? 32? Right after my first sushi meal? So here's the thing. Like, it was, I mean, we got all the stuff for them. They had a little money box. We set up the sign. They did everything. We, you know, I helped them, obviously. But it was a really, really cool little like experiment to watch the two kids because they fight all the time now. They're at that age where they just like fight back and forth. But when they had like a real focus in mind, it was great. Like he was like the salesman and the talker, and he was pouring the actual cup of hot apple cider. She would get the donut, and then she'd be the money box. She was a little bit more shy, but it was just I don't know. It was really, really cute. And for the first like half hour. Like, nobody's coming by. It's not like I have a lot of traffic. It's not like a high traffic area. People walk their dogs. They jog. I figured somebody's going to walk by with a buck and give these kids a buck at one point. Half an hour, 45 minutes go by. Nobody. Nothing. And these kids are feeling it. They're like, this is like...
Oh, man.
They're feeling so bad about it. And they need a win. You need that win. If they start off with an L right here, like, in my mind, this is some crazy shit, but I really think this is true.
You're right.
If they start off with an L...
Mm-hmm.
They'll never work again.
It might fuck up their productivity and the way that they look at being, whether it's being an entrepreneur, working for themselves, just, you know, whatever it is, how they look at finances for the rest of their lives. It could set in stone how it like.
Yeah, you really fucked this up.
It really made me sort of fuck with me. So what I did was I stole
blindfolded a bunch of fans.
I know. I stole a dollar out of their thing without them seeing it. And then I took a walk up the block and like went around the corner and I found a lady. And I was like, listen, lady. I was like, my fucking...
Get in the back of this van.
I was like, listen, bitch. If you ever want to see your kid again. No, I was like...
You gotta fix the clucky thing?
Why did you have to steal a dollar out of their thing? Why don't you just put a new dollar?
He had no other
dollar. I had no dollar. That was all that changed.
Then their profit would be off.
That was the most obvious part to the other people in the room.
It was very easy to manipulate these children. So, but I went over to this woman and I was like, look, I was like, my kids, they got this fucking hot apple cider stand. I was like, they've been out here for like 40. They're getting a little. I was like, if I give you, we just go buy it. You know, I was like, she was like, oh, I'm allergic to apples. And I was like, you don't gotta fucking, it's like, just throw it out.
Yeah.
So then she was like, you don't gotta give me a dollar. That's so sweet. That's so cute. So she went over by herself and I fucking snuck back around and she bought a cup of hot apple cider. And the reaction from these kids, like they fucking hit the lottery. Like they were jumping up and down, high fives. They were so excited.
There's nothing Puerto Ricans love more.
Dude, they were the so lottery. Excited about this.
No, they love clapping when the plane lands.
So, I start the applause break. Every time a plane lands, I start the applause break obnoxiously. I could be landing in fucking the shittiest city in the world.
What if James had really leaned in and he's like, take a sip?
It's made her.
You like it?
I made that myself. Really?
Take another sip.
Why aren't you drinking it?
Why aren't you drinking it?
It kills the woman.
What are you, racist?
Dude, so, these kids were so happy at that point, and then it was on. Then they were like, they were dedicated. And then whatever happened, it just, the floodgates opened up because people just started popping up, dude, just buying. They ended up making like a $16 profit.
What was your cut?
I took 25 cents for the rental of the property.
Okay.
And because somebody, I guess, gave him an extra quarter or whatever.
But so when is business open next?
I mean, to be honest with you, they make substantially more money than my sister makes collectively. So if we put them out there 5 days a week, and that's not, ask her if that's not true. That's
what,
true.
What if you got a different location? What if you put them in a parking lot somewhere?
We could, if I put these two kids, they're fucking adorable.
They're
dude.
So cute.
If I put these two kids in a parking lot with hot apple cider, first of all, the donuts they sell, but not the same way the hot apple cider sold. Okay. You don't cut out all the bullshit because it wasn't real profit. I didn't want to break these kids' hearts. I didn't want to be like, all right, give me all the money. We spent just on cups, napkins, the donuts, the hot apple cider. We probably spent 24, 25 bucks. We made back 24 bucks. But they're like, actually, they lost money if you really want to break it down.
Yeah, but it's like Common Core math. You're teaching them a thought process.
Yeah, but what if James was like, drink it and put the cup back? You don't want to save the environment, bitch? Drink it and put the cup back.
But they did. I mean, but it was really interesting. James started getting into like the sales side of it. And I was like, James, if you see somebody walking across the street, let him know. And he was like, hey, we got hot apple cider. And they'd come over and they'd be like, oh, it's so cute. And he was just, and then I taught him to upsell too.
Wow.
I was like, James, if they buy hot apple cider, ask them if they like a donut. I was like, one out of every four people are going to say yes.
Just tell them Bobby's in the back and they can really get you.
You should tell them, you should be able to look at their shoes.
Yeah, if they're wearing nice shoes, upsell.
If their shoes are not scuffed, upsell. In like 1 week, James is going to be going door-to-door selling medical equipment.
Well, I mean, look, he learned the upsell. And I was to listen to him, every single person, he's like, thank you very much. Would you also like a donut? I mean, every single person, like clockwork. And that's what a good salesperson, they disconnect from the fact that they feel kind of stupid asking for the sale over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. He didn't care if they were saying no. Cool. Another one out of the way. And sure enough, that was their issue. He closed one out of four, upsold the donuts as well. It was just whatever it was, like it was a cool little experiment to just watch them work together and to just see him sort of appreciate it. They got to, you know, we let them just keep all like the cash, even the bank. So they walked home with like 12 bucks each. And he's like, this is my money. Like he'd never felt the same way I feel about my garage. He feels, Shannon, my garage.
What's to say, Doug garage.
The same way I feel about the garage.
The one without the clicky about thing this money.
You know what would be great if they made them little business cards?
It's not a regular business, Chloe. It was a one-time little cute thing.
Here's why you're a way better parent than like I definitely had and I know you had. My mom once, I was giving out flyers for a real estate company in Park Slope when I lived in Gowanus. And I went around all day. And my mom, I hadn't seen my mom in probably a month. And she was like, oh, I'll go out with you and do this. And she walked around with me all day, and then I got paid my $20 for like 6 hours of work. And she was like, where's my cut?
No.
I swear to God she did this to me. She took half of my $20 to go buy drugs with.
No.
I had to do that once when I was like interning for Flywheel Sports.
Buy your mom drugs?
No. I was supposed to hand out flyers, and they just give me like 300 of them, and I walk around the corner and throw them in the garbage.
Well, you were an adult, and I was 10.
I did the throw it in the garbage. I was like 11 or 12. I used to work for Calabria Pizza in West Havishaw, New York. This is the same pizzeria that was going to pay us to burn it down. The owner
at how old? 11?
16. Okay. I got there a job there when I was like 11 or 12, giving out flyers. Mm-hmm. We just took them. We didn't like throw them in the garbage. We threw them off of a bridge into somebody's backyard. So it's just some dude.
So one person got a really concentrated message.
One person fucking hates that pizza.
One person called the guy, like, just being like, why is there 500 flyers in my backyard? Because we literally just went over and went,
We didn't realize it was going into like a backyard. We just thought we were throwing them off a bridge into like a creek. And then they just all flew into this guy's backyard. And then the guy, he fired us, obviously. He was like, yeah, you guys can't work for us. And then he hired me years later to deliver pizza. He knew the type of person
I was. And then
you
just threw those.
Every time he's flung them out of the car. Drove my car into the creek. I was like, yeah.
Lewis threw out all the pizzas for the whole day and then didn't realize he got paid in tips.
Dougie. So yeah, this guy hired us again. And then he was going to pay us, I think it was like $5,000 each, to burn down the pizzeria so he can collect insurance money.
That's great.
We got very close to burning this pizzeria down. Like very, very close.
Dude, you wouldn't, at 16, you would not have had to offer me a lot of money. If you owned a place and you were like, it's my place, just burn it down, I'd be like, okay.
That's legal, right? He told me to burn it down.
Yeah. I would have been like, yeah, I'll totally burn. Yeah, that sounds way more fun than anything else I'm doing this weekend.
It wasn't, we didn't chicken out. He chickened out.
Maybe that's what you're
was like. Sorry. That's what we should do at my garage.
That's what I was saying. That's what your landlord's plan is. He just wants you to burn it down so he can collect insurance. That's
probably a good idea.
Yeah, just plug these random wires into the clicky thing.
Doggy, so yeah, he chickened out the night we were going to do it. Our plan was very crude. Me and this kid James. I did not name my son after this kid. it just happens to be a person in my life named James that I think about every time I look at my son. I'm like, oh,
boy. We happen to have a brief gay relationship with.
No, this guy was fucking. This guy was kind of bad news. I kind of feel bad for this guy because he grew up in a shitty situation, just like I did, and he just didn't fight the demons as well as I fought them. You know, but like a good looking kid, was a very personable kid. Like, you know, just didn't make the right decisions. You know, and I could have very much went down the same path as this fucking kid. But I've mentioned it before. I see him. I'll look up his name sometimes, and it's just every year there's a new mugshot because he lives in Florida. In Florida, they just post your mugshots.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember his name.
Yeah, don't say it. I won't say it. But his mugshots just look progressively worse. Like, his face deteriorates more and more with each fucking mugshot. It's sad.
Like Lindsay Lohan.
It makes a dope hip-hop album cover.
But this, we were gonna do it, me and this kid, and the plan was we were going to take lighter fluid. You're going to take lighter fluid. Oh. We're going to tape it to the clicky thing of the pizzeria. I swear to God. I swear on my son's life. We were going to tape lighter fluid to the clicky thing.
Mm-hmm. They had an African that worked at the back.
And then we were going to light it.
Because they know they run around so fast to try to put it out that the fire would spread fast.
We were going
to
light it. Simply light that thing and then hopefully it went like that. And just assuming that, you know, electricity would carry the fire throughout the building faster.
Yeah, that's how it works.
For no reason. That was the whole plan, though. And we ended up not doing it the night we were supposed to do it. He called us and was like, no, let's not do it. We were doing it. It wasn't a debate. We were doing it.
And now, did you work there?
Yeah.
And you had keys?
Yep.
He was going to sell you out, man.
He was going to sell us the fuck out.
He was going to get you guys.
He was going to sell us
out. And he would have denied everything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it's back in the day, so there's no like text messages or anything
now,
like that.
Now, if I'm getting my story straight, just based on the character this guy was, isn't this the same guy who used to pay you to steal sneakers?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, you remember. Wow, you remember all my stories, Zach. Same exact guy. So while I delivered pizza for him.
Wow, Zach, you pay attention when I speak and retain it.
While I delivered pizza for him, this is 16, 17, 18 years old, what he would do is he would just go, because people who own pizzerias, they're like, they're fucking
stupid,
like,
wops.
Stupid wops, but they're like townies and they're fake mafia. They want to pretend they're connected, right?
So that'd be like if you owned a really nice comedy club and put a brick oven pizza place in.
Yes, dude.
It's like that kind of wop.
These guys.
That kind of fucking giddy.
Dude, but he wanted to be like, he wanted to be made. So his thing was, but God bless him, I'm sure he's not even a terrible guy. He's probably owns more pizzerias now, but he like wanted to be like the guy who had connections. So he would have.
So of course he went to his Puerto Rican delivery boy.
So he would have us steal sneakers from the mall for like local people. I'm assuming like pizza clients and friends and all he would do.
He wanted to be the guy with the hookup.
He wanted to be the guy with the hookup. So he'd be like, I got sneakers,
nice jeans. I got sneakers.
$40 a pair. You know, nice Nikes, Reeboks, and they didn't get to choose what style. They got to just choose the size, right? So he'd give us like $20 or $25 per pair of shoes,
and he would say, I need 7s, 13s, 12s, 6.5s. And we would come back. We would go into Modell's or wherever, and we would just walk out with bags full of sneakers.
Now, why didn't you just sell them for $40 a pair?
Because we didn't have the clients. We had one. We were like the suppliers.
You went to high school.
But we actually did do that, too, actually. We would go into Haverstraw, which is like the local town, and we would open up the because sometimes he wouldn't accept all the sneakers. Sometimes he was like, yo, I asked for 6.5, you know, white, and they're black, and he didn't, you know. So sometimes we'd have a surplus of stolen sneakers, and we would sell them. But that was a slow burn, to go around opening up a fucking...
Yeah, this guy had the leads.
Yeah, dude. For him, okay. I draw, I mean, 100...
He was just, yeah, it was just one
16, drop. 17-year-old kid to, you know, $150. So walk into the mall, walk out with $150. And I talked about this in my act. In New York, they can't... security can't touch you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so when I worked at Hot Topic, they taught me like if somebody's shoplifting, you can't go and just tackle them. You got to say, "Hey, stop!" And if they don't stop, they can just leave. Wow. They you have to call the cops. The cops have to come.
That's why, like, if you're running with stolen shit, they'll never grab.
They'll grab
you.
The bag.
They'll grab the bag.
They're not gonna.
I have a question. Why now? So when you steal sneakers, but when you go to sneaker stores, there's only one sneaker on the shelf. So how'd you get both?
Like Modell's and stuff.
Modell's would have.
Them, right?
And I, yeah. It wasn't like not, you weren't getting. You weren't going to like Foot Locker and getting the fucking nice $150.
Yeah, at Modell's
sneakers.
They used to have like stacks and stacks, stacks. Of shoes, and you would go pick
to
the size yourself.
You go to any department store. You know, if you go to even
like a
sneaker,
Century 21,
a sneaker discount store, what not Filene's, but what is the thing that's attached to it usually?
Payless.
Like no, not that bad. You know, the shoe warehouse, whatever thing. They always have, you go to like a shoe warehouse, okay, they always have underneath the display, they have all the boxes. So we'd go there. I had a buddy who worked at Modell's that gave us the thing to pull off the tag. But you could also just yank the tag really hard, which is super easy to do.
Back in the day.
No, they didn't have any inks. You literally, what I would do is, it was because we lost the tag thing eventually, it was so easy. You literally just go up, you go, just pull it really hard, and it would pop off. And then you would take those sneakers and you would put them. I would walk in with a shopping bag that had a little bit of, like, my clothes in it already, like, just a couple things at the bottom. And you'd walk in with shopping bags, fill them up with sneakers, and then just walk out. And we would do it so brazenly because I knew security couldn't do anything. By the time the cops got to the mall to arrest somebody shoplifting, it's just not high up on their priorities. So security would be like, stop, and I'd be like, blow me, and you just walk out. And now, and that happened multiple times. I was caught at that mall. I was banned from that mall. I'm still technically legally not allowed to go in that mall, I believe.
And you get to perform there now.
I do perform there. Wow. Also, my face has been on that sign.
The funniest thing is Lewis had a bag with his clothes in it.
Oh, yeah.
And the security guard got him. So Lewis not only didn't get what he was stealing, he lost his
they
own
stole
clothes.
One of my two pair of jeans. And I wore JNCOs. They were all expensive and fucking big.
You really leaned in. You wore JNCOs? How? Damn.
Dude, I was fucking badass, dude. I was fucking fly.
What mall?
Now, this was also back when you couldn't run a mile.
No. But you didn't have to run. Security, once again, what are they going to do? I literally would walk next to them, like, you can't do anything, you little bitch. I know you can't. You can't touch. They have to coerce you into going into a back office.
You gotta feel
that's
so
crazy. If you follow somebody into a back office, you deserve whatever's coming to you. What the fuck is wrong with you? Say no. Wrestle me into the office, pussy. I fucking dare you. This is why like hood people never get fucking in trouble for that shit, because they're like, yo, I'll fuck you up. Touch me. I dare you. You know who you see like their faces in a back office?
Yeah.
It's always young white kids.
Yeah.
Always fucking white shoplifters, because they're like, I'm sorry, please don't. Some fucking hood has some Puerto Rican kid just start fucking beating up the manager of the place and taking more shit.
Yeah.
Tell Dwayne Reed to suck my dick.
I did that. I kind of did that to a bouncer once. He was like yelling at me for like standing on something at a bar. He's like, you better get down. I go, what are you going to do? Hit me? And he's like, what? I'm like, hit me. I know you want to hit me. Hit me. And I just kept
anybody
like,
else getting boned up?
Hell yeah.
I kept egging him on and he just didn't. And then I got to stick.
You didn't do anything. He didn't do anything.
Mm-mm.
No. So, yeah.
That's why it's great to be a little girl.
It is great to be a little girl. I wish I was every day of my life.
Chloe didn't mention that she first said, I already dialed 9-1.
Yeah.
And then called him the N-word.
True story. Don't lie, Chloe. It happened. Yeah. So, look, the fucking the cider and donuts, very, very big success.
It's great.
But I set him.
I called James 15 times in 8 minutes, and he just wouldn't give me any donuts.
I set him off on a trajectory of
wanna. He said he was worried about me.
I set him off on a trajectory to want to be an entrepreneur, though. I saw it in him, and I just saw this thing. He doesn't care about money. Like, I was very emotional about money when I was a little kid because I knew how poor we were, right? So my son doesn't think about money. That he never has to buy.
Buy him literally every gift he wants for Christmas every year.
Yeah, he gets everything.
He's a cute kid.
He gets everything he wants, as he should.
He's pretty well behaved for a kid who gets every single thing he wants. I'm not going to lie. Polite.
That's why he gets everything he wants, because he's not a little shit. He's a fucking great kid. And it's not that he's like, no, he's not spoiled like that. If he asks, James is not ridiculous. Here's why James is great. It's why he gets everything he wants. Because he's not the type of kid to just ask for anything for no reason at all. Like, so a lot of times kids will be like, oh, I want a fucking pony, right? Just because whatever it is. Like, he's very practical. You know, and like we went to the mall the other day, and we went to the toy store. Or I was thinking, I wanted to give him Chick-fil-A. Never had Chick-fil-A. So we went to the Paramus Park Mall.
And you need to teach him homophobia early, too. It's like that goes right with your entrepreneurial.
So
that is a gateway sandwich to hating gays. I'll tell you what.
So afterwards, we go to the toy store, and I had forgot my wallet in the car. I only had my Apple Pay. So I was like, oh, they'll have Apple Pay. Every store has fucking Apple Pay now. Who cares? So we get there. First of all, it was actually two parts to this.
So many Lewis stories have included, well, everywhere takes Apple Pay. So many. And every single time he's surprised.
So he goes to pick out.
You know they say the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over and expecting a different result?
He goes and picks out a
What, you don't want my cider money? My cider money's no good here.
He picked out a Superman teddy bear that, well, I didn't even look at the price. We just brought up to the counter. It was $50. It was wild.
How big is this teddy bear?
Not that big. It was like official, like it had Superman like imprinted on the foot, like was the official Superman brand, if that's a fucking thing.
It was a fleshlight.
Yeah. So, but we get up to the counter and we find out it's $50, and I was like, fuck. And I also don't want to, is this crazy? This is going to sound like, maybe it's going to sound like I'm spoiling him. Or whatever it is, but I don't want my son to ever see me going, oh, fuck, I can't afford that. Whatever it is, I just don't want him to see that. Like, even if I can't afford something, that's
especially
not,
when Bobby's there,
that's not really the conversation for him to have. Like, he should never have to worry about money. I always worried about money as a kid, and I don't really ever want him to have to deal with that.
I agree. That's a stress no kid should have.
Yeah.
So I don't really ever do. Even if I am worried about something, or if I have to. You know, like I spent too much money moving this month, so I have to buy a new dishwasher. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting till next month to buy it, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go to my son and be like, hey, just so you know, I really, you know, things are tight now and I want to wait till next month. Yeah.
You're going to have to up your game on the lemonade sales.
Yeah, I'm just not doing that, right? I just want to fucking, you know, his life is, you know, he's going to have a good life where he's not going to have to worry about shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. So when we found out it was $50, I was like, fuck, because I was like, I do not want to spend $50 on a fucking teddy bear. So, and I was like, oh, how much is that? Because it was like $80. We bought like two things or three things. And I was like, how much is the teddy bear? And she was like, oh, the teddy bear is $49.99. And he goes, Dad, no. He was like, that's too much. That's too expensive for what that is. That's I don't great. Want that. And it was just like a little, like he's such a fucking, I didn't even have to fucking, because I was going to coerce him. I was going to fucking be like, hey, do you really want that? This thing's cooler. It was going to be cheaper. Or fuck it, something cooler for $50. Like there was a whole like spy kit that he was looking at that was like that expensive. At least get something cooler than a fucking Superman teddy bear, right? Mm-hmm. But my kid in that moment literally goes, nah, you know what? That's too expensive for that. And it was just such a, like he's so mature. He's just, most kids don't think of things that way. And then they didn't accept my fucking Apple Pay. He picked two other little things out, and then I would go to pay for it with my Apple Pay, and then they didn't have it. And most other kids would freak out, be like, oh, can we go back to the car and get your wallet? Can we? And he was like, Dad, don't worry about it. I didn't really like any of these toys that much anyway. Let's just go. And we left, and it was just like, it's not like, he's not a brat where he's just picking things out, and he's like, I need this, need that, need this. So yeah, every Christmas, I have him write a letter to Santa Claus. 10 items. He always picks less than I would fucking spend on. Like, I would spend more money on my son. He always just picked very reasonable things. Like, I want some new coloring books. And that's one. I'm like, you're wasting one of your fucking items on coloring books? Are you crazy? But yeah, I get him everything on his list. Because he's a good boy.
If he's a bad boy the week before, maybe eliminate one of those items. What are you going to do? Is this crazy, Shannon? I feel like everyone looks at me like I'm fucking spoiling. People are giving me shit.
No,
about
we're actually all impressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah, like, now, we're all genuinely
fuck you all. Fuck everyone here. You want to go?
No, but it is very nice. But do you remember remember the Bean Boozled incident of last year?
What was the incident?
I believe Kim
I know Bean Boozled.
Couldn't find Bean Boozled at Rite Aid or something, and you screamed at her in front of everybody.
I did not scream at her in front of everybody, okay?
Definitely in front of me.
It was you. You're not everybody. You're almost a nobody, I would say.
I was everybody in that room.
Yeah, it was the day before Christmas, and he needed every item on his list. I'm sorry.
I believe it was on the show, so that's everybody.
It was the day before Christmas. He needed his, it was the last time. I'm sorry, I lose patience sometimes.
Dude, James is a great kid. You're a lunatic.
That is also true. I will give you that. All right. People are giving me shit because I talked about on Skanks how I still read my son a story before he goes to bed. Every time I put him to bed, I read
He's
him a
seven.
Story.
Who cares?
And I sing him a song. And
the song's a little gay.
That's not gay. It's cute. I don't know. He needs his little song and a story before bed. Night-night.
All right. Get him some headphones, bro.
He's got to go night-night.
Sean, you're a good dad.
Thanks, Chloe. I'm just trying to be a fucking good dad. Try not to raise a little psychotic asshole. It is a weird thing. People have the opposite way of thinking. They're like, dude, that kid's going to be a nightmare when he grows up. I'm like, what are you talking about? I can't connect with why giving a kid love and...
Why would he be a nightmare?
I think people think that kids that are like not hit and spoiled to a certain degree are inherently going to be spoiled brats and assholes.
Mm. As opposed to us who had nothing and were hit and were assholes to
I know, we're just spoiled brats and assholes and violent and psychotic and have drug problems.
Yeah,
and fucking...
Sometimes I'll jog.
Sometimes I'll be jogging and I'll just start crying and screaming into the air. That's a real thing that happens. That's a real thing that happens by myself sometimes. You want to get real? You want to get real? That's never going to happen for my son. He's never going to be just jogging through Central Park and just start fucking breaking down, crying and screaming like a lunatic. Very freeing in that moment. Very freeing. What? Are you guys looking at me awesome? Are you guys looking at me like that's sweet and awesome again?
No.
That's sweet and awesome, right? Come on. Baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. I'm going to.
Well, that one depends on which way you're running up Central Park.
Come on, baby boys. What else? Who gives a fuck about the virtual Emmys? If you watched the Emmys last night, and I mean this, kill your fucking self. Do it now. Do it right now. If you watched the Emmys last night, fucking go walk into traffic, you fucking loser.
Mm-hmm.
Loser.
It's always the wrong people that kill themselves.
Right?
Yep.
You know, it's a fucking, an award show sucks, just in general. Just in general, an award show sucks. An award show that is socially distanced, where famous people are sitting in their living rooms waiting to accept or not accept a fucking award. Oh my God. What is going on in your life?
At what point do you think all the other shows turned it off when one show won everything?
Oh, yeah, they just, like, stop watching.
Do you think at one point everybody was like, fuck this,
I'm going
to bed? They're
just leaving the Zoom meeting?
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Dude, I just can't, I can't imagine, you know what, here's all these shows, right, so they're, like, award shows in general, you have all of these really entitled, really rich people, and I'm talking about entitled from the beginning. I would love to see the like, financial makeup of the people that are at these shows from the very beginning. Because it's an entitled art form. Acting is an entitled art form.
Mm-hmm.
People who get into acting are typically somewhat entitled. Most people that I know that acted in drama side in high school, they were from privileged households. Most people that I know that get into acting while they go into college and they get into... Everyone that I know that ever went to college for acting came from a somewhat well-to-do household. I'm sure there's exceptions to the rule. I'm sure there's poor actors out there. But if you looked at these fucking people, okay, black, white, whatever, I guarantee you they're more privileged than the average person, just in general. So you have that just to begin with. And then you have the elite of the elite. So the highest paid, most privileged people in the world, completely disconnected from reality, from everyone else. And we are sitting there watching them congratulate each other and pat each other on the back. And we're not a part of it. You're watching that and going like, wow, this is great. That's pathetic. It's way, I feel pathetic watching movies sometimes. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I'm fucking engaging with this shit. How dare I watch a movie? That makes me feel sad and pathetic. Much less the award show about what is the best of the movies that we're watching. Ugh. Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Okay.
Anybody watching that award show, put this out as a clip, Shannon. A message to Emmy's viewers.
Last night I watched Garfield and Friends.
You look like if Garfield was a human.
Thank you. I was going to say
you
that.
You really do. You have a Garfield type of physique.
Yeah. I love lasagna.
I kind of act like Odie.
Yeah.
I'm your Odie.
We're going to mail Chloe to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, the whole show. So I won't cover them. I refuse. Everyone else is talking about the. I don't care. I don't even know what the Emmys is.
I mean, you know what the Emmys is. You have no idea who won.
Nope.
Chappelle got two, right?
Cool.
Okay.
I mean, I think you have to kill yourself now, Chloe.
Did you watch it? No, you didn't.
No, I just saw a clip that someone posted of.
Cut yourself.
That's for
cut yourself. Get her a fucking razor blade right now. Even if you.
I do that on Tuesdays.
If you watch a clip, cut yourself right now. You don't have to fucking kill yourself. It could be a flesh wound.
Left Fur posted it.
Left Fur? Left Fur, kill yourself. I will say that with a clear conscience. I love Left. He hit me up the other day. He joined Equinox. We're gonna get him back on the show.
I know.
He got fat, which is hilarious. I love the fact that Left got fat because he's such a handsome guy that he just needs to be knocked back down to reality.
Yeah. I'm in this like group chat with Lev, and it's just everyone just calls him fat all day. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
To his face?
In the chat, yeah. It's like Karen and Corinne and Ryan Long.
And his fingers are too fat, so he can't respond. Yeah. He just keeps on typoing. Everyone just calls him fat. But good for him, dude. Lev still shows up to comedy clubs with hot pussy. He was with the chick the other night.
He's the best.
Hot chick. I was like, good for you, Lev. Don't fucking give in. Start dating ugly chicks just because you're fat right now.
The reason why you can make fun of Lev is because he is so good looking.
Yeah, he's a handsome kid. Handsome fellow.
Yeah, you know.
We'll get him. Shannon, get Lev on the show.
Get Lev on the show.
We'll see what's going on with Lev. He joined Equinox on my recommendation. He asked me if it's worth it.
Did you get a kickback?
I don't have my Equinox membership anymore.
Oh, you got that home jam.
They don't take Apple Pay.
Fuck yourself, Zach. I'm sick of it. Let's see. What are some of these? Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I can't believe you guys didn't remember this at all. I just remembered, ladies and gentlemen, one of our beloved hosts here celebrated a birthday just yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Amico, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Zach. How old did you turn, buddy?
33.
Look at you, man. You know what?
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
You got one candle lit. If one, use the other candle to light the other. Hell yeah.
Is that an ice cream cake?
Yeah. Oh, he accidentally lit himself on fire. How cool would that be?
Damn, Zach. That's awesome. Do you like ice cream cake? You're an ice cream cake?
This is a good idea to heat your garage.
That cake would not last in my sauna. All I want to do is eat that cake right now. This is like such a fat guy like life that I lead.
I'm trying to lose weight.
People that are fat, they don't deal with the same type of temptations that I have. Like having a cake, like these donuts, I brought them in because I couldn't have the donuts in my house anymore.
I'm the same way. I can't keep anything.
And then there's a moment. It really is just a moment where you decide to eat. And it's so, I'm fighting every second is a fight.
Yes.
For my life against that moment to not eat it. So it's just got to be out of my house because I will lose eventually. I had a munchkin last night.
Just one.
An apple munchkin. Boom. Popped into my mouth like an idiot. And as I'm chewing it, I was like, I should spit this out right now.
See, the real thing is once I had that munchkin, I'd be going to the store.
I'm gonna blow these candles out before they get waxed on the cake.
Okay, Zach's just thinking about this cake right now.
I was gonna take a video.
Can you take a look at the spelling?
Those are those funny candles, or is Zach just?
I just have no wind.
Zach has no wind.
I think they're real.
Blow it out.
Can you look at the spelling on the top of the cake when you?
What does it say, Zach? Oh, it says Zackle Snake.
Yeah, look how it's spelled.
Oh, no, well, it looks like the candles are doing devil horns.
Not going on.
Jesus Christ, Zach.
Help me, Papa.
It says Zackle Snake.
Thank you. It's very sweet, guys.
What's the problem with the spelling?
That's not how you spell that.
Why? Because there's, there's a K.
That's fine. That's so ballpark. Sorry, ballpark.
I just want, what is this?
A Hershey's Kiss.
Okay. Is this a real Hershey's Kiss?
It's let him have the first piece of his cake.
What? I am not eating that on air.
I'm just going to suck on it.
Isolate that.
Okay, took it away. Can I have some more coffee, please?
Yeah. Oh, can I have some coffee?
Absolutely. Does anyone want a slice of this cake?
Can I go to the bathroom?
I'm also not going to eat it on.
Can we?
No, you're supposed to go after you have the cake, Chloe.
Chloe, will you pee?
No, we are going to eat it. We're not going to sit on it.
Guys, I have Chloe for a bit. Shut the fuck up. Chloe, will you pee on the show?
No.
Chloe! Chloe! Chloe!
Some people say I am the show.
I'm the close show.
Chloe, you're going to go pee on the show?
No, am I allowed?
Yeah, bring a DSLR in there.
Go.
You gotta be ready at all times, Dylan. What the fuck?
Go start a camera stream and listen to the stream at the door. I'm dead ass.
It's circling back to the people.
Whatever. Fucking Chloe. I'd smash.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She is a living woman.
She's but it's weird.
She's like doofy cute.
Yeah, she's got like a fucking doofball. Then she
She's
got
adorable.
Up and her butt was adorable. You
yeah,
see her butt?
Adorable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's weird.
What do you mean it's weird?
It's weird because it's like one day I'm like, yeah, Chloe's hot. I'd fucking definitely smash. And the next day I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this little girl? I'm not into it at all.
I mean, I think that makes it better.
Yeah.
Does it make it more intriguing?
Shannon, would you smash?
If I were into girls, absolutely.
So you're into that. That's your style.
If I were into girls, yeah, she's adorable.
Okay. Yeah, the bod's pretty sick. You don't realize it. Under the radar.
Yeah, under that blazer that a child's therapist would wear.
And the face is cute. She's got a cute face. That's not the issue.
She's just a cute Muppet.
Yeah, she's just like, you don't realize it. She's sort of in the background, and you're like, wait a minute, she's fucking kind of hot.
Every woman's nightmare. Here's walk what happens. Out of the room and just be judged solely on looks.
Here's what happens.
Not only solely on looks, to thousands of people.
So, but here's what happens, right? She's like the type of girl where you're like at a pool party and you see her in a bikini and you're
we're
like,
all just
what?
Talking about how we'd all fuck you.
Oh, yeah. We're totally, we're breaking you down physically right now.
Oh, I kind of have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend now? Don't
yeah,
show him what
Bobby.
We just said.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Well, I don't really, but he's from Italy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this the homeless guy?
No, that guy. He's in Germany.
Well, he's only homeless because he burned down his pizzeria.
That's true.
Hopper, the real ass dude.
Real estate of the week. What, so who's your Italian boyfriend?
Okay, his name is Giacomo. And he's from... I tried to explain to Giacomo that I don't drink, and it took like 4 days because he's Italian. He's like, so you're telling me I cook you the dinner, pasta, wine? You don't take wine. I was like, no, Giacomo. And then he started like laying out like 20 more scenarios.
By the way, Giacomo is just what I want to call this Italian guy. He's like, no, you fucking Giacomo.
So how'd you meet this guy, Chloe?
On Hinge. You know, it's a dating app. It stands for herpes. It's never gonna end.
Why would you meet somebody from another country on a dating app? Isn't the point to meet somebody in your area?
Yeah.
So you paid? You paid?
No.
For, yes, you did.
I don't pay.
That's what you have to do on Tinder or on Bumble in order to get worldwide access. You have to pay and have a premium.
You can set your location.
How
to
sad
wherever.
Is that to pay and have a premium Tinder? I did once. I paid.
I don't do that.
I paid. I got. They caught me the one time. This the whole thing on Tinder is they.
Do they show you pictures of chicks that you could see?
Yeah, like all you got to do, like you have 14 matches right now, and I'm like, you know what, I'll pay.
Yeah.
And then I paid the one time, and they were all disgusting beasts. It looked like you remember in a Cabin in the Woods, all of the monsters that were
in
the glass containers. That's who I matched with. Was all of the nightmare creatures, and I was like, I will never. Why did I pay $80 to find
$80?
Out that I'm disgusting? Whatever it was, it was something wild. It was something crazy, like the amount of money that it was to like unlock, because you had to unlock it for a few months, like at Tinder Gold or one of those crazy things.
I went on a Tinder date kind of recently, and the dude was like, oh, your name, it's kind of French. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you know, I actually got herpes in Paris. And I was like, okay.
That's disgusting.
I mean, I didn't hook up with him, but he thought that if...
Has anybody ever told you that they have herpes?
This guy got it in Paris, and he said he thought since he got it in France, it was, like, cool.
Well, I'm saying, like, and then you hooked up with them. Has anybody ever been like, hey, I have a disease, and you're like, fuck it, wrap it up, let's go.
Yeah, no.
I've never had a girl tell me ever that she has a disease. Never before.
Not before.
Or, before or after. This women are lying animals. I've never had a woman call me up and be like, hey, just so you know, I have herpes. You should get yourself tested because I don't know where it came from. I've never had a girl beforehand be like, just so you know.
Well,
one time I had a girl. She said she had a throat infection or something. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, yeah, I don't know if I should go down on you. I think I have a throat thing. And I was like, come on. She's like, it could be herpes. And I was like, come on.
Well, it could be gonorrhea, right? You get gonorrhea in your throat, right?
I have no idea.
Do you get tested a lot?
Not a lot, but enough. I mean, you only need to get it, you know, once every
time you have sex.
No, I can't. It's too much. I make sure, well, I'm dating somebody now, but when I'm single, I just make sure the girls that I'm sleeping with are regularly getting tested. And I feel like if two or three of them get tested...
It's like herd immunity.
But how do you know?
What?
If they're actually getting tested, you make them show you the paperwork?
I've never made anybody show me paperwork. Have you? I've had a girl ask to see paperwork.
Yeah, I actually...
I was a dog. Like, I'm a show dog.
I asked once, and a guy just took a screenshot off the internet and just showed it to me. I was like, I can see the Google at the top. He was like, clean STD test. I was like, dude.
That's hilarious. I didn't realize you could ask people to see their paperwork. Mm-hmm. Shannon, have you ever asked somebody to see their paperwork? See their papers?
I mean, what are we, Nazis here? Just let it go.
Let me see your papers.
Chris is like, what are we even doing here? What are we even introducing the subject?
I call my vagina Ellis Island. I'm like, if you want to come in, I got to see my papers.
Shannon, have you ever asked to see someone's paperwork?
No.
Yeah.
But I have had a guy admitted to me in the past that he had HPV.
Oh,
I had a girl tell me after the fact.
HPV is just an STD for hot people. I mean.
HPV is just, well, is that even a thing anymore? Do young people have HPV? Because they have a vaccine, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
Oh, really?
But you know, HPV can...
It's like the flu shot. It just
HPV
gives you HPV.
It goes away. It clears up on its own.
Yeah, I believe it. Chloe, stop getting all undressed and sexy.
I got really
what are you
hot.
Doing?
You're peeing, taking your shirt off.
Yeah, we're sitting here trying to fucking be respectful. Fuck. We just change the subject about what we would do to you in your holes, and then you come back and you start undressing for us?
Yeah.
Stop raping
highly
us.
She's just trying to get me to look away from the ice cream cake.
I'm here to help.
Zach, just eat the ice cream cake. I know you want a slice so bad.
No, I'll wait.
We're going to wrap up here in just a minute or two.
Because Lewis wants some ice cream
cake. No, I'm not having the ice cream cake. I'm fucking good. I have one cheat day a week, and I feel horrible every time. The day after my fucking cheat. It's like a cheat meal and a half.
Well, you know, you drink a lot, right?
I'm gonna slow down a little
because
bit.
Because you get a lot of people who drink a lot. Like, when I drink, I don't want any sugar because you get a lot of sugar and alcohol. So that's why you never crave sweets.
Yeah, when I actually developed a sweet tooth, never had one, and I didn't drink for 6 weeks. And then the sweet tooth didn't go away when I started drinking again.
Cool.
It's brutal.
Yeah. We got into none of these topics, by the way. That's how good today's show was, is that we got to none of the topics. That's a sign of a good show.
That's because I...
What's one of the topics?
28-year-old woman leads cops on a high-speed chase after claiming she really had to poop. They think that I do like a world's wackiest show, like for True TV.
We do morning
that,
zoo
that's
radio.
That's what they think I am. Like you see by the subjects they pick, they're like, oh no, Lewis is like world's wildest police chases. That's what Lewis is.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I mean, what is this show to you people?
Sounds like we've got a code brown.
Can we just get another one? Can you just read them out of context?
Sure. Texas deputies, including those who killed Javier Ambler, reportedly got steakhouse gift cards for using force. Dude gets gun pulled on him after smacking a man at a basketball court.
I mean, is that news? It's like dog bites man bites dog.
Man shoots doctor after ejaculating during prostate exam.
Well...
Get a gun.
You really buried the lead on that one.
I'm going to throw this out there. That's fake.
59-year-old man shot his doctor after ejaculating while taking prostate. Milo Johansson drew a gun and shot him twice in the chest. You sure that's fake?
Yeah, Bronx Johnny sent me that, and I clicked. Whenever you see an article like that on any news site, you click the front page of whatever that fake news site is, and you will see that clearly all the articles are just retarded like that.
Oh yeah. So Dylan brings fake fucking horseshit.
That's like Facebook clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this guy got arrested for practicing dental work on a hoverboard. He's sentenced to 12 years in prison.
I did hear that.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. This guy, Dennis, videotaped himself on a hoverboard pulling a wisdom tooth out, and he got sentenced to prison because he didn't inform the patient that who was knocked out in front of him that he was going to use a hoverboard while he was pulling a tooth out.
12 years? No. Yeah. That's real?
Yeah.
That's a little bit excessive.
Mm-hmm. Could have just fucked her.
It's the New York Post.
Yeah, right?
For 12 years.
You could have smacked her around and just gotten killed.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking wild.
I covered it on my new show.
What is it? News for Women.
Mm-hmm. We break the news down so women can get it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the idea. You do it in a very simplified.
Yeah. Like I'll say things like, oh my God, you know who needs a pedicure? Syria. Like stuff like that.
I like that. It's not bad. I listen, this is sort of a new show as well. So
I know.
We could be like competing news shows. Yeah. All right. Fuck it. It's all great. Is the man that shot the guy with prostate exam, is that real, Dylan? Or did you figure out that it's
definitely
fake?
There's a lot of articles on it, and I found it on this.
Is any one of them on a real news site?
Look at go to this one right here, Web24 News.
Oh, yeah, everybody goes to Web24 News for all of their news. Click home.
Home.
Oh, notice how there's no stories about the president or anything on Web24 News.
Let's see, David Beckham shared his wife Victoria Beckham's hips. What is a scallion? How to cook it? And a recipe for a wonderful omelet.
That sounds like fake news.
Yeah, that's just going to be a link to cum omelet from E-Fucked.
Keep going down.
Ruth Ginsburg died?
News for Women.
And it is just the same exact news stories over and over again?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Ruth Bader Ginsburg one. This could be real.
Yeah, but it's how she was killed by demons.
A lot of articles on it.
Yeah, but none of them are real. Like, the biggest things that are going on in the world is the election, the coronavirus, all of the massive news stories, and this is just a collection of, like, this is like if like news from 93.
Those are the ads at the bottom of, like, the Post that are made to look like Post articles.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that you click on a different thing.
That's the only place I get my news is the New York Post.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Those, that is the website you get to by clicking on the ads. So when you're on a real news site and you click on that, and then it brings you to this site.
Yeah. Because that is stealing your data. It's probably mining for Bitcoin as soon as they clicked on it.
Yeah. 100%. All right. Well, that's it. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
You guys are the shit. Thank you, Chloe.
Oh, can I throw Chris something out there? Yes. I am. It's launching. This comes out on iTunes, 5 days, right?
I think 3 or 4.
So on
Oh, shit. We didn't plug the new hoodie and t-shirt. Shannon, we'll do it up top again. But brand new Real Ass Podcast limited edition hoodie and t-shirt only this Friday, the 25th of September through October 2nd. You can only get them during that time. The logo's oversized, multicolored, really, really cool design. So grab them. And they're a discount. They're cheaper than the normal hoodies and t-shirts that we have up there. Since for 1 week only. Support the Real Ass Podcast. Sorry, Chris.
So Tuesday, September 29th, I'm launching a solo podcast called Notes of a Goon. We're going to drop 5 episodes at once Tuesday, September 29th.
Sex.
It's going to be me just talking shit about whatever I feel like talking about.
I love it. Fuck yeah. Please support Chris from Brooklyn, Notes from a Goon, the High Sighted Radio Show, and many other things. Chris is beloved here at the Gas Digital Network. That's that. We will be back on Wednesday with another great show. Peace.
Bye.
That's all, folks.